drew over $15,000 from the school through credit cards and checks. A forensic analysis uncovered the fraud. So far, the subject has not been named. Santa Rosa police are on the lookout for a missing man this morning. 79-year-old Richard Cleverly was reported missing yesterday about 3:15 in the afternoon in the area of Fountain Grove Golf Course along Thomas Lake Harris Drive. He is described as white and was last seen wearing a blue hooded sweatshirt. Anyone who sees him or has any information should contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. Professional rock climber from Santa Rosa who was working at Yosemite National Park was convicted of sexual abuse Tuesday in federal court. 39-year-old Charles Barrett was found guilty of two counts of sexual abuse and one additional count stemming from an alleged assault on a park visitor back in 2016. He now faces life in prison and a $250,000 fine. A Georgia judge has scheduled a hearing today on a motion to bar Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis from continuing to pursue her election interference case against former President Donald Trump and others. A defense attorney in the case argued in a court filing last month that a romantic relationship between Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade disqualifies them both. You can keep flying from Palm Springs and keep flying to Palm Springs and Oregon on Avelo Airlines out of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport right through Labor Day. The airline announced an updated schedule yesterday, extending through summer flights scheduled that typically pause in the summer. Flights to Las Vegas and Burbank are already year-round. 7:02 at KZST, time for a check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer David DeReddy. Good morning, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. We're clearing up a crash up in the Windsor area, southbound 101, just north of Shiloh, between there and central Windsor. Over to the right shoulder, it is in the clearing stages. Otherwise, looking pretty good in this morning, rainy morning weather we got out there. For our slowdowns, smooth sailing in Santa Rosa, a bit slow down in Petaluma. However, leaving Petaluma, southbound 101, it's going to be heavy from Lakeville Highway to San Antonio Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David DeReddy on KZST.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SEP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
Lent is right around the corner, and your neighborhood grocery outlet invites you to stop by for these amazing deals. Serve up a delicious appetizer with Grande Gourmet Tempura Shrimp. 8-ounce packages are just $4.99. That's a savings of up to 45% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, prepare a healthy meal with Pier 33 Premium Select Coho Salmon Portions, just $8.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to $4 a pound. Offers good through February 20th, only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
From the community calendar, applications for the 2024-2025 civil grand jury are now open through April 29th. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, the Warriors lost the Clippers 130-125 last night. Up next, the Warriors are at Utah tonight. And Caitlin Clark should become the NCAA women's career scoring leader tonight when Iowa hosts Michigan. Clark goes into the game needing 8 points to pass Kelsey Plum's total of 3,527 points. However, the actual women's college basketball scoring record belongs to Pearl Moore. Set from 1975 to 1979, she scored 4,061 points at Francis Marion College. Moore's record was set before the NCAA took over running women's basketball. Enter forecast, mainly cloudy for today, showers heading out. Look for highs today in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, upper 50s and low 60s. Rain will move in by Friday night, lasting into Saturday. And then another stronger storm for Sunday through possibly Tuesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Marvel has announced the casting for the Fantastic Four movie, I think the fourth or fifth one, scheduled to come out in July of 2025. Pedro Pascal will play Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic. Vanessa Kirby will be Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman. Joseph Quinn takes over as Johnny Storm, the Human Torch. And Yvonne Moss Bacharach will play Ben Grimm, better known as The Thing. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. KZST is not the only four-letter word she knows.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. And my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. To the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is Thursday. It is February 15th. Overcast skies today. Temperatures in the low 60s around wine country.
Chris Rogers is the local choice to be our voice in Sacramento. While other candidates may have moved here to run for office, Chris Rogers was born here. He's starting his family here with his wife, Sarah, a local nurse. When the Tubbs fire devastated our community, Chris Rogers worked night and day to make sure our families were safe and that we could rebuild and return home. Chris Rogers held PG&E accountable and will continue to lead on lowering our insurance rates. Chris knows our local issues and works hard for us. That's why he's endorsed by Senator Mike McGuire, Congressman Mike Thompson, the Sierra Club, and hundreds of local elected and community leaders. As our next assembly member, Chris will always work hard for us. Join us and vote Chris Rogers on or before March 5th.
Learn more at chrisrogersforassembly.com. paid for by Chris Rogers for Assembly 2024.
February is National Heart Month. Treat yourself, your heart, and your health by joining the Y. No matter your age, background, or ability, joining the Sonoma County YMCA offers you a chance to sweat, keep your heart beating strong, meet new friends, and explore new interests. Achieving greater health and well-being is all about taking small steps. Take your first one by joining the YMCA. Join today at scfymca.org. The Sonoma County Family YMCA on College Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Wilco's Farm Show Day sale is here with savings every week in February. Visit farmstore.com to see when each department's discounts go live and get ready to save all month long during Farm Show Days only at Wilco.
It is 7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa. Welcome to your Thursday and up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Already top entertainment news of the morning. First off, the People's Choice Awards air this weekend with Simu Liu as first-time host. He's best known for playing a superhero in the film Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. He was also featured in that little publicized movie called Barbie. The People's Choice Awards air Sunday night on NBC. Next, did you catch First Lady Jill Biden's Valentine to the Country out on the White House lawn? A few big installations, one featuring a large wooden red envelope and a card with the message, Happy Valentine's Day, XOXO Jill, said be one of her all-time favorite holidays. By the way, the Prez and First Lady have been married for 46 years. And finally, the most talked about Super Bowl ad, Dunkin', with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, had an improvised line that they just left in. In the spot, the actors join Tom Brady as they debut the Dunkins to Jennifer Lopez's dismay, the Dunkings. The last line went like this. Remember when I told you I would do anything for you? This is anything. That was not part of the written commercial. And that's the Daily Dish on KZST.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Dreddy in our Roanoke Park studio. How do those roadways look?
Good morning, Debbie. Clearing up a crash in the Windsor area, southbound 101, just north of Shiloh. We're looking good. Otherwise, no slowdowns except for down in Petaluma, southbound, leaving Petaluma. It's going to be heavy from Lakeville Highway to San Antonio Road. Please drive safe. Make sure you're buckled up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Dave Duretti on KZSD.
KZST. It is 7:20, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa. Yeah, the rain tapering off this morning, but returns this weekend and a decent amount. Temperatures today in the low 60s.
Toyota's President's Day sales event ends Monday. Now is your chance to save big on Toyota's entire lineup of 16 hybrid and electrified vehicles. Don't miss out on these President's Day deals. This President's Day, get low 1.99% APR, plus an incredible $2,500 bonus cash on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Hurry in. Toyota's President's Day sales event ends Monday. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit and 3424.
You know what sounds good? Like really, really good? A breakfast bagel at McDonald's. And guess what? They're here. I'm talking about those freshly toasted bagels with real butter. Like a tender steak egg and cheese bagel with a juicy steak patty and grilled onions. Then there's a delicious bacon egg and cheese bagel with applewood smoked bacon. And don't even get me started on how good the sausage egg and cheese bagel is. With that tasty pork sausage patty, order ahead in the McD app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's.
Attention, Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today.
KZST.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice.
It is 7:25, 48 degrees in Santa Rosa, and up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's funniest social media post of the hour.
My wife and I decided we don't want to have children. We will be telling them tonight at dinner.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye.
had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling?
Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 15th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:29. I'm Brent Allen. Still cloudy out there, but overnight showers are finally heading out. Still sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom.
We never would have thought that we, along with Chiefs players, along with fans, hundreds of thousands of people, would be forced to run for our safety today.
That is Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City. We have updated information this morning from that shooting in Missouri. 8 children were among the 22 people hit by gunfire at the end of Wednesday's parade to celebrate the Kansas City Chiefs' Super Bowl win. One female, identified as Lisa Lopez, a radio station DJ, was killed by the gunfire. Police say 3 people were taken into custody and firearms were recovered, but no details have been given about those who were detained or a possible motive. Another student was arrested at Montgomery High School yesterday. Officers from the Santa Rosa Police Gang Crimes Task Force earlier served